All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're bringing you Witchblade. I've talked about it for a while, and it's now time to do it. I had to cut Fathom short, and we're bringing you Witchblade in Return, which is still written by Michael Turner. So we've only swapped one girl for another, and that's not a bad deal. Okay, so guys, this will absolutely feature the darkness, but not right yet. I know you guys want to see the darkness, and I would be more than happy to do it, but we have to do it in reading order. So just give me a few weeks, maybe, well, it'll be a few months, and eventually we'll have the darkness. You'll probably see him in December. But alright guys, let's go ahead and get started with Witchblade. We're going to do four of these, just to introduce her on a good note. Number 1. New York City, 5:45 p.m. Like the song says, it's a hell of a town. Especially if you're lucky enough to get the view from the penthouse of a Central Park West apartment. Some people would kill for that view. This man, Kenneth Irons, is killed for a lot less. Touted as Fortune magazine's Entrepreneur of the Year, Irons used his shrewd business acumen and cutthroat ethics to enable his pet project, Irons International, to attain status as a Fortune 500 company in no time. But Irons' entrepreneurial spirit didn't stop there. If you include his exploits in drug trafficking, prostitution, slavery, and weapons production into Irons International's gross earnings, he'd officially be one of the 10 richest men in the world. Right now, though, neither the view nor his net worth is on Irons' mind. It's funny, you know. I probably know more about you than anyone alive. Occupying his thoughts tonight is the same item that he's coveted for the greater part of his adult life. It's what, unbeknownst to his stockholders, he's devoted himself to. It's what, unbeknownst to the columnists who elected him one of New York's most eligible bachelors, he's devoted his love to. I know nearly every place you've ever been. Who's held you? Who's been hurt by you? But since I can never have you, these tournaments must continue until I find the one who can. I feel tonight it may finally happen. Your wielder will reveal himself. But like most bad relationships, the tortured partner keeps coming back. Even though he knows he can never have it, Irons has seen a hint of its power, and that's enough to ensure a lifetime of ardor and pain. Then I will own you both. And apparently also says the object of his desire doesn't care about him or his love. As a matter of fact, it abhors him. The one time he tried to touch it, it showed him how much. Chelsea, 5:45 p.m. Even when I was a little girl, I knew I was going to be a cop. It was Starsky and Hutch that did it. By the end of the show, in that red Torino, they always got the bad guy. In third grade, my best friend Lee and I used to pretend that we were Sarah Starsky and Lee Hutch. Lee's married now and living in, where is it? Teaneck, I think. I recall reading a few years back that Starsky's wife died of AIDS. Damn. And me? Oh, I get to wear dresses that my mom would slap me for if she were still here. Hey, who's the... I work in a system that favors the guilty, whether they're double murderers in L.A. or conniving drug dealers here on my beat. As long as they'll have the cash, they'll walk. You can't just be going around murdering people, especially the woman I used to play handball with in school. Her life was worth more than what this creep did to her. Unfortunately for the latter, money doesn't always talk loud enough. Messed that one up a little. Gramercy Park, 6:13 p.m. The jury may have let him go, but that doesn't mean I have to. Starsky never had to do this to make a bust. Then again, he couldn't. Guess I'm in the right place. Smells like a cheesy bar bathroom. Urine, sweat, and beer. Nothing but the best for Gallo. Your misfortune? Drexler here tells me you're looking to drop some horse. Yes, well, my client has some pressing business that needs capital. I'm prepared to offer fire sales prices on 125 kilos of quality merchandise. Really? Must be my lucky day, huh, Blitz?
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm a little wary. A guy doesn't get to where I am trusting every short skirt that walks through the door. Oh, please. So, do we close? Well, I've had some trouble with rats lately. Ka-chink! Matter of fact, I think there's one here right now. If we're gonna close, then you gotta take care of this little rat problem. This should be interesting. I know you got a piece. Use it. On him! What do you mean on him? Me? Hey, wait up! Such a handsome face. Too bad. Crack! Ugh. Not too many chicks can pull the trigger, but nice move anyway. You're all, wait, I know you. Ka-chick. Cool. Few things match the feeling of firing a .35 snub-nose swing-out revolver. These days, cops are switching to .45 automatics. I could never do that. Blam! The pistol is like part of my hand. With it, I'm a superhero, blasting the bad guys with my fireballs of justice. Pachuk! Bringing men to their knees. Starsky'd be proud. You don't look so good, Gallo. And that complexion? Yes, well, I'd lay off the greasy food if I were you. Recognize me now, you piece of shit? Pizzini! Oh, you flatter me. Of course, I was on your murder case. You killed a friend of mine during your last turf war, Maria Buzanis, who stupidly thought she could take an afternoon stroll with her daughter. You showed her, didn't you? And you showed her kid who stood and watched her mom bleed to death. Your lawyers aren't going to get you off this time, Gallo. I'm going to enjoy watching you bleed. Oh, God, no! Don't kill! Police! Hands in the air! Ka-shing! Hold your fire. Read this guy his rights and don't leave anything out this time. I didn't know Pez was invited to this little party, Jake. Neither did I, but it looks like she's dressed for it. Long Island City, 6:41 p.m. 25 years ago, the Rialto Theater was a shining spire in this bustling neighborhood. But a decade of ever-growing drug peddling and prostitution on these streets led to the closing of this former landmark. 25 years ago, Tony Cuglioni was one of the most powerful crime bosses in Queens. Three different neighborhoods both celebrated and lived in fear of his every word. But a decade of arriving immigrants with their own organized crime families riddled Cuglioni's power base. Now, the raspy-voiced Italian-American holds only a few blocks at bay. Ah, Mr. Cuglioni, welcome to the tournament. Your entry fee, please? That's being held by this lovely lady, right? Hey, watch your hands. Thank you, Mr. Cuglioni. You can go. This is gonna be my lucky night, Sophie. Thanks to Kenneth Iron's tournament, both the man and the theater are getting their chance to relive their former glories. My lucky night. Headquarters, 6:41 p.m. I'll ask you again. Just what in the hell were you doing in there, Pizzini? Are you listening to me? The guy with the cigarette, rolled up sleeves, and ultra-high blood pressure is my boss, Lieutenant Joe Sirey. I can't look up at him right now because the vein that pops out on his forehead while he's angry always makes me laugh. And he probably wouldn't appreciate that, being the chief and all. Yes, sir. You endangered people's lives, intruded on narcotics, officer's territory, dressed like a slut. Hey, you think I like wearing this? I thought she looked hot. Maybe... Hey, John, I'll help you with those fingerprints. Get in my office, Pizzini. Now! After that, you can file your report with me. I'm sure it'll be interesting. I can hardly wait. That's Selzer, our resident internal affairs slimeball. That expression on his face is the closest he'll ever get to a smile. And... So let me try to figure this. You talk to your partner. Excuse me, we'll try that one again, guys. So let me try to figure this. You talk your partner into helping you with this scheme. Then you pistol whip him? Just what are you... Well, yeah, but it sounds worse than it is. Look, Sarah, I know you're upset that Gallo got off before, but you gotta stop this vendetta crap. You may have nailed him this time. Joe's the closest thing I have to family these days. He cares for me, and I give him grief. But you're getting reckless, and that scares me. The perfect father-daughter relationship. Anything else, Chief? Just keep your head straight out there. Well, looks like your partner's out of the infirmary. Ye, chin up. Some people pay for what she did to you. Hey, Ye, how's the old noggin? Fine. Drexler's ready for us in interrogation room 2. I think Ye's mad at me. Wonder if thanking him for being a team player would help. Probably not. He's pumped up in the interrogation room to make it almost like a sauna. We cops are used to it. Sorry it's so hot in here, Drex. You know you really helped us nail Gallo, didn't you? Twere nothing, Pez. Guy was creeping me out anyway. Why's that? Oh, so, hey. Well, you know, I think he was doing too much sampling. Really? That's it? Interrogation rule number 9. Everybody knows more than they're telling. Drexler's a good informant, but sometimes he's reluctant to spell it all. Sometimes he needs some prodding. Well, why did he want to see me? He's small... Excuse me, we'll try that again. Well, why did he want to see me? He's small change. The stuff I was selling was way out of his league. Looks like... Excuse me. Looked to me like he needed big bucks fast. Wanted to make a killing. Why? Couldn't tell you. Really? You can't? Oh, I think you can. Now, you gonna tell me what Gallo was gonna do with the money, Drex? Ye, lock the door. Stop. Don't know. Help. Damn it, Pez. He says he doesn't know. Okay, he said something about some entry fee. Big event down at the old Ritz. Rhodey. No, the Rialto. I guess this means I can't hurt you, Drex. You win. Detectives Pizzini, Ye, you guys have a new case. In praise of prodding. 7:15 p.m., Rialto Theater. It seems he wants to set up a dinner between you... You know, gonna... Yeah, that's right. Mr. Irons, I've confirmed your meeting with President Hussein at 7 p.m. Iraqi time, tomorrow evening. We fly out after the tournament. It seems he wants to set you up a dinner between you and his daughter. Oh, another dinner with some president's daughter. What do you think of my crowd, Nottingham? And do make preparations to accommodate our winner. There are a few fine-looking competitors, sir. The winner will be among them. I know it. Sir, might I humbly suggest you not place all of your confidence in one night's tournament? As you know, you've never found anyone who... Reveal my prize, Nottingham. I miss looking at it. As you wish, sir. Greenwich Village, 7:19 p.m. To me, the two hardest parts of being a homicide detective are notifying the next of kin and examining the crime scene. After hearing the cause of death and who the victim was, I can't help but imagine what the room will look like. Was there a struggle involved? Was robbery the motive? Drugs? Did they trash the place? No. This isn't what I pictured at all. This place looks like it was clean this morning. I wish I were that meticulous. Never know who might be examining your apartment. Cleanliness didn't keep this woman alive, though. Forensics says the killer put her in this position after the murder. They say she was burned from the inside out, kind of like a microwave oven. How could someone burn like that? It's just not possible. Same MO as last week's find. Seems we have New York's newest serial killer on the loose. 7:33 p.m. Relax, Michael. I was in control the whole time. What's the deal, Pez? I put my life on the line for your personal retribution and you return the favor by trying to kill me? Okay, sorry. And then she says, relax, Michael. I was in control the whole time. If I were you, I'd be more concerned with my behavior during our little exchange. It was kind of cute the way you stumbled over your words. Oh, come on, you want to talk heat of the moment? 3 guns were pointed at me, one under my jaw. I didn't know which one of you was going to plug me. It's a cruel world, ye. I'm just preparing you for it. I'll buy the book. Next time, warn me first. And while you're at it, you can tell me where we're going because... Aw, Pez, come on, not the Rialto. It was important to Gallo. I have to see why. Hey, check it out. What's going on here? We should probably call for some... I'm just going to take a quick look. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, call for backup. Take my jacket. Ugh. Glad I haven't had a chance to take this dress off yet. Keep a low profile, Sarah. Oh, hey, did you really mean it when you said I was handsome? You know, heat of the moment. Be right back. Yee's a good guy. Maybe I was a bit rough on him. When this is over, I'll have to get him a beer. Right now, though, I hear opportunity knocking. And you are? Wait for me, hon. Sam Taub. And this little lady is, my purty escort. Thank you, and good luck, sir. We're glad to have you. Huh? I'll have to send a thank you note to Versace tomorrow. This dress has really come in... Wait, what the hell's going on in here? This theater's been closed since before I was born. Looks like someone remodeled. And all these people, I recognize some of them from mugshots and FBI wires. And the one on stage, he's intense. I gotta get a closer look at this. Good evening and welcome to the tournament. I'm Ian Nottingham, and I'll oversee this evening's event. You obviously know why you're here, so without further ado, the Witchblade! The rules of the contest are quite simple. I'll call your name and you'll place your right hand in the gauntlet. You'll know quickly if you've won or not. This is a sick twist on a game show, but I'll take that Nottingham guy over Bob Barker any day. And tonight's first contestant is Mr. Tony Cuglioni. When the audience revealed to its supernatural senses, the Witchblade scans the theater, trying as it's done countless times before to locate its rightful wielder. Yo, over here, Ian, tell everyone else to give up, because Tony Cuglioni's bringing home the prize. Right. Tony Cuglioni? That guy's been a New York fixture from as far back as I can remember. I thought he was dead. And for the first time in over 50 years, it agitates in a manner imperceptible to all but one man in the theater. Yes, I knew it. Bring me the one Witchblade. That's right. Place your hand. I knew it. Fits like a... Oh my god. Let's have a hand for Mr. Cuglioni. Next we have... It appears we have a visitor. No. It appears we have a member of New York's finest in our midst. No, why didn't you wait? My friend, you are trespassing here. Just kill me and get it over with. A little sideshow at no extra charge, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I see you all feel the same way I do. Now, touching, if you insist, open fire, gentlemen. What? Ka-chack, ka-chack. No! Karaka! Oof! Ah! Mortally wounded, Pez instinctively reaches out, hoping a gun, a knife, anything. But what she finds is infinitely more miraculous than anything she could have ever expected. No, it can't end like this. There's too much left to fight for. I haven't been a hero yet. Yes, prepare to take her down, men. I need more time. I need to fight. I'm alive. And kicking. I am the light. I am the angel of death. I am power. This is freedom. You are everything I thought you'd be, Witchblade, and I'll possess you as I meant to. Welcome back. I am insane! No, gotta be okay. Gotta... Pez? Ye, Michael, why did you... I just wanted to see if you were all right. Do you still think I'm handsome? Yes, yes, I do. When I was a little girl, I wished I had the power to mow down all the people I thought were bad so none of them could hurt me. Now I somehow have that power, and I'm scared. The beginning. Okay, issue 2. Whoops, a little too far on that one. There we go. Issue 2. Great art, as usual. 96. New York City, 10:30 p.m. When the New York Times got a tip on what went down at the Honey Pot nightclub, they immediately sent a reporter and photographer to investigate. Hey, honey, you awake in there? The New York Post got there first, though, and upon hearing what happened, they pulled this morning's edition off the presses. Is she out yet? Yeah, I gotta go! Tomorrow, the Post readers were supposed to see the headline, Princess Dies NYC Tryst with Kenneth Irons Revealed. Hello? Now it'll say, Microwave Murderer Bakes Beauty Number 3. A headline the NYPD didn't want to see. Especially since the chief investigator on that serial killer case, Detective Sarah Pizzini, is currently across the East River in Long Island City, enveloped in chaos. The walls shimmer, still resonating with the energy that filled this hall moments ago. The bodies around her smolder, ravaged by alien power. Below her, the lifeless form of her partner, Michael Yee, torn apart by man-made power. Is all this possible? Is it some bizarre fugue fantasy? Maybe she'll wake up next to Yee in his car, another stakeout gone too long. The coffee must have stopped working. Nope, it happened. All this devastation caused by the Witchblade. But it didn't act alone, did it? I made this happen. Me! No, I didn't mean it. I can't believe I did this. I killed all of them. Bellevue Hospital. Wait, I think she's... You'd think the paramedics would treat you better being a cop. Sarah! Hey, Pez. Hi, guys. There a party or something? You had us worried there, kiddo. I had me worried, Chief. The department really went all out for you, Pez. A semi-private room. Jake looks like he's gonna vomit. No makeup. I must look pretty bad. Hey, guys, is the fight for justice continuing without me? Barely. Selzer's climbing the walls waiting for you to come back. I had to stop him from coming with. You know those L.A. guys. They want to talk about it so badly. The dead thugs. The melted walls. Yee. Yeah. Hey, don't worry about that now, Pez. Just take it easy. How could he say that? He didn't just sit and watch his partner die. He didn't see the line of charred bodies. He... Oh. You noticed this thing. Yeah, we found it at the crime scene. It was on your chest when we got to the theater. Look, Yee. Ahem, I think it's time we let Miss Pizzini here rest. I'll just leave these... guess I'm not the only one who brought flowers. Come on, Jake. See you tomorrow, Sarah. Your detective in there has one impressive constitution, Lieutenant. Puncture wounds of that severity usually take months to heal, but she's already well on her way. If she practices some sort of holistic discipline, I may have to rethink my opinions on the subject. But that big vase of hers, I mean, is that dangerous? Maybe we should get rid of them. I heard something about them breathing up all the oxygen. She can handle it, Jake. Let's go. But do we know who sent them? Jake? I hate this place. Smells like death. Gotten more than enough whiffs of that. God, I'm scared. Should be dead. Shot, just like Yee. Michael didn't have the glove. Mom, I hope you can hear me. I'm sorry we didn't talk before. It's just, I messed up. I love you. I wish I had one more chance to tell you. One more chance to save you. Save you. Save me, Pez? I think you blew that one already. Don't! Ah! You think you can save my mom, Sarah? I don't. Michael, Lisa, it's different now. Look at me, I control. We control. The power of God lies in our hands. The power of death. The power of life. We can give you life. And several hours later. Well, well, let's see who sent this expensive arrangement. Ah, we can... Sorry, nosy me. Just wanted to know who your admirer was. You all right? How long have I been out? 18 hours. Oh, Kenneth Irons. You got friends in high places. 18. Can you get me something to eat? It's been a while, you know. I'll see what I can do, hon. But when I get back, you better lie back down and tell me about how you know that hunk. Gotta do something. I gotta get out of here. Meanwhile, uptown, at Central Park's famous restaurant, a valet takes a $100 bill and waves his car in. Inside, those who are wealthy and notorious can get in with advance reservations. Everyone else is turned away. As usual, the evening talk is either on business or sleaze. Fine spirits loosen the inhibited tongue. Hee-hee, if you just say no, I'll just go home with one of them. Back outside, another car approaches, and a man emerges who has no reservation. Doesn't need one. He's not going to eat or talk the trash. And to think I was supposed to be in Baghdad this evening. Nottingham in 5 minutes. Hand my card to Cindy. Of course, sir. If you don't mind me saying so, you're in pretty good shape for a guy that lost most of his men last night, Mr. Irons. I mean, you two are the only ones who survived the tournament. Oh, and that cop, too. And Iron's people weren't the only lives lost when the Witchblade planted itself on its new owner. Representatives of many crime families were there. Wai Hong Tong, the Triad's top assassin, was internationally known for his brazen hits. Shoot them between the eyes and walk away, his trademark. Nobody's ever caught one of his bullets before. The first to show their displeasure, the infamous Triads of Hong Kong. None very pleased with the outcome of last night's festivities. Mr. Wright, last night was a success. I now have the opportunity to hire new talented young cleaners like yourself. And I'm closer than I've ever been to attaining my greatest ambition. Thump! You may retaliate now, Nottingham. Yes, sir. Plink! An empire builder like Irons only surrounds himself with superior people. No hitman assassin can touch him. He thought his reputation spoke for itself. Not to the Triads. They needed proof. They got proof. In the form of Ian Nottingham. Kenneth Irons' number one man. The only man Irons ever met who surpassed all his stringent specifications. Loyalty. Agility. Cruelty. These traits and multitudes of others have won Nottingham a permanent position at Irons International. And in exchange for his servitude, all Nottingham asks for, besides a high seven-figure salary and access to Irons' vast laser disc collection, is a chance to cut loose once in a while. For although he rarely displays it, Nottingham enjoys being the showman. And if you ask anyone who witnessed the events that night at the tavern on the green, they'd tell you it was some show. Home. Damn, too many stairs. Lisa, been here a while. Hey, kiddo. Mom? And soon. Sarah, there's this guy at school who really likes me, but he wants to, you know. My mom never got around to teaching me those things. I just wish she was alive. She's trying so hard not to cry. Well, kiddo, there's a lot to learn about boys. I'm sure there's at least one good example on this machine. Hey, it's Doug. Remember me? We were supposed to meet at Vazak's tonight. Guess you flaked again. Oh well, later. That's me, Flake. Hi, Sarah. It's Janet Yee. Michael told me you guys had to investigate a crime scene, but I figured he'd be home by now. I was hoping she wouldn't say that. Anyway, if you get this message, can you remind him to bring home Ben and Jerry's English Toffee Crunch? You know, important stuff. Hope all's well with you. Thanks. God. I'm sorry, Janet. I'm sorry, Lisa. Sorry. It's not over. Only a couple of hours later. We can! Enough! Soon, Oh, hold it. You were right. She's here. Detective Pizzini, welcome back. Freak, here at 2 a.m. Nice life. How do you feel? Anything I can do for you? Yeah, hold this. Sure. When you get a chance, can you tell me about that strange glove we found alongside you? It's already over When you get a chance, can you tell me about that strange glove we found alongside you? It's already over in Evidence Room C. He's too creepy. Yeah, later. Central Park West, where the penthouse gets its own secured elevator. He's prepared his whole life for this day. It was for this ritual that he took Nottingham into his employ in the first place. Time for another branding, but this one's very different from the others. At that precise moment. See ya, Jay. I'll just leave out the emergency exit, okay? That Lysol smell. I must be losing my mind, but I gotta try. An hour into this heinous ceremony, Nottingham can barely stand. Silently supplicant, he knows the worst is yet to come. Sarah, meanwhile, has spent the last hour contemplating. Oh, God. Oh, Michael. I hope this works. The branding is instrumental in the neutralization of the Witchblade, the rune carved into the hand identical to the one on the sword. It is written that when the two runes touch, the bearer shall become a conduit for the Witchblade's tremendous energies. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with this thing. The knife goes in easily, yet not painlessly. Pushing and scraping until he damages nerves and hits bone, Irons carves the rune. Dear Lord Almighty Thing, please bring back Michael Yi, and I promise to repay you. But please work. He has a wife, and I love him. Shuddering and breathless, Nottingham realizes the branding is finally complete. I am ready, Master. For an instant, Sarah thinks just how silly she'd look if someone walked in. What am I doing? I guess I can't do anything right. Number three. These go a little fast. But you see that awesome cover art, right? City Morgue, 3:50 a.m. God, I know you're probably not listening, but can you answer one question? What the hell was I thinking? So I haven't thought about you for a few years. You could have sent some angel down to slap me and tell me I was an idiot. Oh, Michael, I tried. I thought I could bring you back. I really did. No miracles today. Here I was, thinking I'm Sarah Almighty. Nope, just Pizzini, NYPD, with their trusty sidekick, the Holy Glove. Jesus, this is sick. What the hell was I thinking? Next time I get an urge like that, I'm gonna check myself in the county. No, this can't be. This isn't happening. This isn't real. The formaldehyde. I'm hallucinating. I'm Michael? Michael, you're alive. You're... Oh. Don't do that again. Next time, call for backup, okay? Oh, I can't wait to... Heart's not beating. You're so cold, I should keep you covered. No, it's this room. We gotta get... Kill. Come on, let's get you. Kill me. I know, it's this place. I'm gonna pull the car around. Just rest and we'll get you home. There's no pulse. He's alive, but not really. What does this thing do to him? Kill him. No. What? You can't. Not. Again. 4:20 a.m. That's it. I've had enough of your poison touch. This thing's your sick thoughts. Not coming off. Your aimless thrills. whatever you are, go to hell! 8:20 a.m. Hey, Pez, wake up. You're home. Come on. I gotta take my wife to work. Thanks, Max. Left the heat on again. Con Ed's gonna love me this month. That's me. Can't turn the radiator off. Can't raise the dead. Damn it. What was that thing? I was shot. Shot! And the wounds are already healed. All that's left on me now are some scratches from when I tried to pull the damn thing off. A little parting gift. Sarah Pizzini, you just won the Superhero for a Day contest. Good job. Next time I'll see what's behind door number two. Knock, knock. Now what? Hey, Sarah, I saw it on the news. Why didn't you tell me you got the guy that killed Mom, Gallo? That's great. Can I come in? I was wondering if you'd go to the ministry show tonight to celebrate. Oh, ministry, huh? Sorry, I can't. Ah, Sarah, come on, you're the one who told me about them in the first place. You got a hot date? Hey, there she is, our wounded policewoman. I didn't know you checked out of the hospital while you were out lazing around. Our serial killer struck again at a girl bar called the Honey Pot. Wait, what's this about a hot date? Oh, I didn't know I had to run my whole freaking agenda by you, Jake. Hey, Pez, I'm sorry. Save it, Jake. Definitely not a morning person. Slam! Better Bodies, NYC. No neon, no juice bar, no pickup lines. Good, because right now I'd slug anyone who tried. Ugh, they'll probably want me to see the bereavement counselor. Fat chance. Gotta get strong. Can't crack. Can't let them get to me. Can't let anyone get to me. Why won't they all just leave me alone? No cheap line. This is new. Screw it. No offense, but get out of here, okay? I'm not in the mood. Go bother someone else. I'm not here to pick anyone up. Not my style. You just look troubled. I can see it in your face. Sometimes silent company is more healing than words of advice. Evidently not in your case, but my mistake. But I know what it's like for people not to understand what you're going through. I've been there. Anger manages everything poorly and self-pity is a waste of time. I'm sorry, that was rude of me. I'm Sarah. Do you want to go grab a coffee or something? No, I have a prior engagement. But give me a call sometime. Coffee. My treat. He's right. Self-pity's a waste of time. I can't change the past, but I can let it go. Never got advice like that at Better Bodies before. Never got advice like that, period. Well, Ken, I may just take you up on that coffee. Gotta tell Lisa. Guess I have a hot date, after all. Oh no, Lisa, I was such a bit... Excuse me, miss, but you know where I can find a phone round here? You don't have one in that thing? You got... This is wrong. Ripped off. Heh, yeah, guess so. Whatever. Very wrong. And they don't care who else they take... Ooh, we're gonna try this again. Never mind, doll. I've seen this act play out already. Cheaply dressed creeps with guns and goatees come to make a hit. In a limo. And they don't care who else they take down in the process. Here on a crowded street, they're not even noble about it. Lisa's mom got hit by a stray bullet. Maybe we should take this... inside. Woof! Gotta get away from all these people. I'll turn into an alley, give them a cleaner shot, then maybe find out what they're after. Not again. 8:44 p.m. Although California is the land of the setting sun, it gets some competition from the Isle of Manhattan. Surrounded by water and filled with glass and steel, Manhattan embraces the sunset, coalescing with it for a fleeting, radiant moment. It almost makes you forget where you are. Over in Battery Park, a young art student named Monica got so lost in the sunset she didn't notice how much dope she was shooting into herself. Tonight the cops call it just another dumb OD. Well, sweetness, time to sup into something more comfortable. Pardon the choker, but William over there thinks you're a savage beast. It looks nice on you, though. You're lucky I don't have you tending to his wounds. You crushed a couple of important things, if you know what I mean. Mr. Wright, can't we have some fun with her first? Good idea, but no, this is business. Meanwhile, in Little Italy, mobster Vincent De Benedetto, took a moment to enjoy the waning light. Just enough time for a Gambino hitman to assassinate him as he took a bite of noce. A few weeks ago, on this very ship, an accountant of Kenneth Irons, Eddie Roth, was drinking a martini, admiring the view until Irons notified him his services were no longer needed. The body hasn't washed up on shore yet. And then, of course, it says here, guess I'm not getting that coffee anytime soon. Who are these? No, I got rid of that thing. I think you dropped this. Don't know what it is, but I hear you do. Put it on. No. Put it on. Go to hell. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I bothering you with my silly requests? Why are you shaking? Are you afraid or excited? Don't flatter yourself. Maybe I'm not making myself clear. You like the feel of a 45 against your skull? Really, this is such an inconvenience for you, isn't it? No more games, bitch. Now be a doll and put it on. You're gonna die. Promises, promises. You know I've dealt with your kind before. Bam! You're one of those cops who likes to get shot. Makes you think you're a hero. Well, here's a present. Sorry you'll have to bleed to death. Too bad. You were pretty hot. If it weren't for the searing pain, Sarah would probably laugh at her ironic predicament. Die or wear it again. Although she currently prefers the former, the Witchblade doesn't. Holy... What the hell? Oh my god! We're alive. Destroy. Whoa! Yeah! Them! My head! Just shut up and get her! Destroy her! No, I gotta get off this boat! Stop her! Crash! No! Unbound. Freed from the cacophony of the yelling voices and gunfire above, Sarah Pizzini glides. Oblivious to the cold and unfazed by the hail of bullets, she descends. She should feel numb, but her senses cascade. She should be afraid. Now she's never been more confident. She should be dead, yet she's never been more alive. And this panel kind of reminds me of Fathom. And she realizes that as long as she wears it, she shares her mind with it. That was trouble while she was fighting it. But now, beneath the choppy seas, she's strangely at peace with it, connected to it. She knows they need each other. Symbiotes. Alive, thanks to the Witchblade, it endangered her. It saved her. And for the moment, she accepts it. Sort of. She can't help but think that part of the noise bombarding her brain is the Witchblade, laughing, a warning. Damn it, just kill her! If he finds out what happened, he'll have all your asses! Hurry! Coming after me now. Us. Our asses? He's the one that didn't wait. I'll still take my chances with her before I face Mr. Nottingham. Man, told you we shouldn't have got involved in this. We can do more. Look, just get her attention. I'll take her out. I know, whatever you are, I can hear you. All I hear is you. You're driving me crazy. But right now, maybe we could work together. Oh, hold it, right there. Now what? Shoot her, you idiot! Okay, here we are. We are... So do something! Ah! That's it. I'm out of here. Thanks. Run! But they're gone. Now! Who? Whoops. Okay, here we are, number 4. Amazing covers. New York City, 7:14 p.m. P-E-Z-Z-I-N-I. Pazzini, long brown hair, kickboxer. Sorry, guy, don't know nothing. But I knew she was here today, so get off it already. Look, we know who she is, but we're not a dating service, so stop wasting our time. Wait, come on, pal. You want a girl? Go over to Lexington Avenue. You can buy all the women you want over there. The thing about Jake is that with his 5 years on the force, he's still trying to gain the reputation and respect on a NYPD detective. A difficult task when you look more like just another surf kid from California. Hey, I work with her. I'm a cop and she's missing. This is the last place she's known to have been. So if you don't give some answers, I'm going to haul all of you into the station and you can sit there wasting time in a vomit-drenched cell until we get some answers. Now, where is she? Well, geez, why didn't you say so? Hey, anybody seen Pez? Yeah, I saw her this morning talking to some guy I ain't never seen before. Real Wall Street type guy. Must have been wearing about $1,600 of Brooks Brothers gear. Big time. Think she left with him. A year ago, when he first met Pez, her hot-tempered nature irked him. But it seems that little bit of her trademark spark is all you need to get the answers you want, even if they just lead to more questions. Damn, Pez, what are you getting yourself into? Sarah Pazzini is well aware of where that spark often gets her. It's what led her to the Rialto Theater, to see why all the gangsters in town were converging on Long Island City. Now, only a few days later, she's seen her partner get killed, resurrected, and killed again. She herself has been shot 4 times, and everything seems to be happening because of the Witchblade, this ever-present glove that both endangers and saves her life on a regular basis. And now this. In the academy, they told us that criminals would try any type of intimidation tactic to get the cops to falter. Outlandish garb was among them. It usually meant you were dealing with a psycho who was just too far out there, or someone who was intelligent enough to know that even cops get scared when confronted with unusual situations. But I didn't think that I'd ever see something like this. Shotgun switchblade, 45, 38, the 22, a camera tripod, hell, I was once attacked with a toaster, but I never busted a drug dealer or taken down a murderer who carried a sword. And that armor, my God, he's wearing armor. And he jumped 50 feet from a helicopter without so much as a stagger. But still, under different circumstances, I wouldn't mind seeing what's under that armor. Too soon, too weak. Do you not remember me? I dare say you are quite proficient with that gauntlet. Pity you couldn't use it to save your partner's life. It's you! Leave. You killed my partner, my friend. Ah, you do remember me. I am flattered. As for your partner, perhaps if he weren't so indiscreet, he might still be alive. Indiscreet? That's why you had him killed? He was a human being. You don't kill a person for being Your point being, head back to the dinghy. I'm not waiting around to see him. Take her out, then us. Leave. Him? What about her? None of this was in Wright's contract. And that bastard's just watching from the yacht. Wham! Enough banter! Ugh, how could he? Who is he? What is he? No, flee! Don't care what he is, he's mine now. Leave! No chance. I know what you can do, and I know what I'm capable of. I'm not running away from this one. Can't. Yes. Yes. Now you're doing what I want. Unlike Sarah Pazzini, Ian Nottingham has no spark. He smolders. He's patient. It's the way he gains control and keeps it. He knows about Sarah and her spark, as well as the weapon she wields. So he lets her take the battle to him, as per the plan. Come on, fight me, you bastard! I've taken on worse than you. Warren is finally decorated and I beat them too! Don't! Murray, where'd you go? What the? Sir, it's gone dirty. All hell's breaking loose. I'm off this job. Yes, you are. Boom! Well, this sure is a shame. Well, this sure is a shame. I'm kind of into tough guys, you know. If he were asked, Ian Nottingham would probably admit that for a moment he was unsure of what would happen when he began to absorb the Witchblade's energy. Yes, he'd admit he was startled. Finally? No rehearsal could have prepared him for the invigoration he felt. Nothing feels like the Witchblade. And unfortunately, no one can control its raw power, just like anything else in life. You may have the schooling, but it's the on-the-job experience that counts. No, stop! Draining! I know you intend to do me in, and I give you fair credit for trying, but you are outclassed. Your weak efforts beg to tire me. Stay back, I'll... Okay, this is serious. Please work. Please? Clank! This thing won't deflect many more blows. No use in waiting around to get wailed on. A little too confident, eh, Miss Bazzini? But you simply have that innocent lost look that invites abuse. You're hellishly determined, aren't you? Your gauntlet won't work for now, or haven't you realized that yet? You've such a beautiful neck. Dear girl, don't look so frightened. Breaking it would be too far of an easy death for you. I intend to make you suffer first and then kill you. Meanwhile, at the station, Pez forwarded all the info to Jake. Also, check with forensics. Excuse me? Hey, looks like field trip day. Sorry, kid. We don't do tours of the homicide department. No, I'm looking for Sarah Pizzini. Well, speak of the devil. Sorry, Sarah's recouping. She, got injured on the job. She's probably at home resting. Injured? But I saw her this morning and she looked okay. Well, well, all these questions. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll handle this. So you're looking for Sarah Pizzini? I was... You. I know you. You're the girl in that milk commercial with all the models. Yeah. Well, well, a model. Selzer, do you really have the time to chit-chat with visitors? I'm still waiting for your report. How can I help you, Lisa? I gotta go. Thanks anyway. Last time I was on Liberty Island was when I was in sixth grade, class trip. Didn't want to go. Thought the place was only for geeks and tourists. But it was a way to get out of the city for a day, get some new sights and sounds besides horns blaring and people screaming. And Dad told me I'd appreciate it. So there I was, hearing my teacher, Mr. Collins, explain all the pertinent facts of this place. I still remember a couple. 151 feet tall. Designed by that guy that made the Eiffel Tower. Stuff like that. But above all, I remember the face. The statue's face, designed to have an expression that would inspire perseverance in those who looked upon it. I do appreciate that. And I persevere. I wonder if all this is my life flashing before my eyes. Now I shall dissect you slowly until I can pull your organs from your broken cavity. Is this what all murder victims think about as they lay dying, hours before they get discovered by some desensitized homicide detective? No, damn it. I'm gonna get out of this. Huh? Crack! No! Run, Sarah! Who? What are you waiting for? Run! Bloody hell! I don't believe I've got to come in and clean up your mistakes. I trusted you, Ian. Did you not see what was occurring? I shouldn't have been brought into this. 5 years we've worked together. I care for you like a brother, but you will pay for this tomorrow. What do you suppose would happen if she connects me with you? I can't have that, can I? Ken? Quickly, go! Why are you... Despite your actions today, I know I'll never find anyone like you. Ian, you are indispensable to me. Please remember that. Wham! Oh God, he was following me. Why? How could he? The dinghy. I've got to get to the dinghy. Pull yourself together, Pez. Just relax. Think for a second. All of it. The Rialto, the killing, this glove, and... Huh? Ken? What the hell was... Sarah, you're slipping in the shock. Take my coat. You need to keep warm. I'll take you to the hospital. You need x-rays. No, leave me alone. I don't even know you. Sarah, you're in shock. Your eyes don't see things right when you're in shock. Thanks. Don't touch me. I hurt. I gotta go. Don't follow me. Fine. Elsewhere. Ah, you. You are following me, no? Feline, my only mystery about you is why you ever decided to become a domestic animal. I shall become mad. Yes, I know I will. Take me in. Let me inside your tiny brain. Oh, please, but for a moment. I shall take the tiniest of hatchets and gently hack away into you until I can see through your eyes. Ah, 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 oh, I know, yes, I am. For I, too, am seized with how beautiful you really are. Run along and play, happy as a young god he is, such fur, I know. Yes, you're right, to the matter at hand. This, how could I, police tape? And no red carpet to welcome me. I felt the chandelier in my head, each tiny crystal lit like a thousand burning flames. How bright you are. And here you are, so close I came, yes I know. You are still warm, you are still ready, you are ready for me. I'm swallowing your tracks. You are not here, but I know where you've been. And soon I will know where you are. And finally we'll be together again. 10:50 p.m. And next on Manhattan Cable B1, the new talk show. Please stay tuned. Man, never heard of that when I was growing up. Maybe. I'm working on a case. It might drag on a while, but I'll try to make it out there. Knock, knock. Oh, someone's at the door. I'll talk to you later, Mom. Uh-huh. Me too. Bye. Sarah, hey, I've been looking for... Jesus, Sarah, what happened to you? Were you in an accident? Did someone do that to you? Oh my God, Sarah, who hurt you? Jake, it's nothing you need to be concerned about. I can handle it. Can I just come in and crash for a while? Fine, forget it. I'm going. No, wait. Stop, Sarah. Please, come in. Here, let me take your... Man, whose coat is this? That's one hardcore trench you got there. Jake, please, I want to keep it on, okay? Fine, fine. Sorry. Slam! Well, holler if you need anything. Really, I mean anything. Okay, fine. You don't have to talk about the Brooks Brothers guy you were hanging out with today, or look, Pez, it's just that I care for you a lot. Okay, well, I'll shut up now. Good night. I've seen enough people in shock to know that's just what I'm feeling now. So many things I should think about. I should be wondering what else this thing can do. I should be thinking about putting ice on my face, but sitting here right now, all I can think about is trying to place the scent of cologne I smell from this beautiful coat. I can't help thinking about who had this on before I did. The arms, rather the fists. Of which is undoubtedly bruised by, which one is undoubtedly bruised by now, that went through these very sleeves. The warmth and heft of this coat should make me feel safe. I wish it did. And for the first time in a couple of days, the glove glides off without a problem. Something else I should ponder instead of thinking about the man who rescued me this evening. Tomorrow I'll think about things like my rent, my job, and the whole mess that transpired today, but for now, I'm going to sleep. 3:20 a.m. We interrupt Manhattan's dirtiest home videos for this special news report. Damn, I don't remember that when I was growing up either. Am I on? Oh, hey, this is Becca. As you know, we here at channel B1. I don't know if this is 81 or B1. Maybe it's channel 81. We here at channel 81 strive to bring you the news that the other networks are afraid to cover. That's why we're here live at Liberty Island with this late-breaking story. Of course, I don't remember channels A and B unless they were, like, special channels. Auxiliary, stuff like that. You'd hook a game console up to it. As you can see, there's just chaos here. The bodies of three men were found by a ferry technician. Two of the men were shot in the head, and one man was apparently speared through the head in what police seem to be speculating as an arms deal gone bad. This reporter smells a cover-up. Rumor has it that both the FBI, CIA, and NASA are on hand investigating a mysterious organic alloy that was found at the crime scene. Supposedly the stuff dissolved when touched. Wait, there's one of the investigators. Excuse me, sir, is it true that you guys found some alien substance heretofore unseen by humans? What's the connection between this and the Rialto? We want answers. What the hell? What are you doing here? Get the hell out! No comment! Hey, is that thing on? Sounds like a cover-up to me. Someone cut that thing off! Hey, what are you? This is Becca uncovering news you won't see anywhere else. Open your eyes, people. This is a conspiracy. Open your eyes. All right, guys. So we'll see you back here next week with Witchblade. Next week. I keep saying next week. I'll see you back here next month with Witchblade number 5. I think this was a lot better than the original recording. And it brings Witchblade in right. Because, you know, we've done so many characters. And we wanted to give Witchblade the same welcome as we gave all the other characters that we've done so far. I'm pretty much like the place to go for femme fatale comics. I don't know how it ended up that way. I just always did, like, I guess, ass-kicking girls. I don't know. It's just always been a thing. Alright guys, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next week with the Max. Getting really close to ending that. Not sure what we're replacing it with. Maybe Hellboy. But at any rate, we'll see you next time. I am out.